Commissioner David McLaughlin addressed the Pocahontas County Commission during the public input portion of their October 2nd meeting. As the Commission's representative to the County Fire Board, McLaughlin passed along the Fire Board's dissatisfaction with the county towing ordinance, which only allows a law enforcement officer to request that an emergency tow be dispatched. He said that recently, when the fire department responded to a pickup truck submerged in Buffalo Creek, the 911 dispatcher, following the dictates of the towing ordinance, refused to dispatch a tow truck to pull the vehicle out of the creek, despite the fact that fuel and oil were leaking out of the vehicle and causing pollution in the creek. McLaughlin said that luckily there was a law enforcement officer nearby, so the delay was not significant in this case. However, the incident has upset the fire board. The fire board, according to McLaughlin, believes this has caused 911 dispatchers to, quote, become gatekeepers instead of facilitators. McLaughlin told his fellow commissioners to expect representatives of the fire board and other first responders to be coming to a future commission meeting to request that the requirement of the towing ordinance be revised to allow all first responders to ask to have a tow truck dispatched in an emergency situation. Also, commissioners heard from Cassie Lawson of the Region 4 Planning and Development Council. Lawson asked the commissioners to support and authorize that a community block grant application be made for up to $75,000 to study the feasibility of bringing broadband internet connectivity to the county. She said this grant would not require any county funds as a match and would only require that the commission advertise and hold two public meetings on it before the grant submission deadline of October 30th. The commissioners voted to go ahead with this and set public meetings to be held at the commission's office at 5:45 p.m. on October 16th during the next regular commission meeting, and a second meeting at 10 a.m. on Friday, October 26th during a special commission meeting. The commissioners heard from Brenda Walters, the new owner of what used to be called Taylor's Grocery just outside of Hillsboro, and from Parween Mascari, owner of the West Virginia Market in Snowshoe, regarding changing the laws in Pocahontas County that forbid businesses located outside of municipalities from selling any takeout alcoholic beverages other than beer. Both said that they have received numerous requests from local residents and especially from tourists to purchase locally made wines, but they have to tell them that Pocahontas County is a dry county, so they will have to go to one of the three municipal towns, Marlinton, Hillsboro, or Durbin, or to another county to purchase any takeout alcohol other than beer. Bob Martin said these restrictions were first placed during a 1930s vote in the county, and that attempts to have the voters overturn that during elections in 1954 and 1962 both failed. He said that to change these restrictions, they would need to obtain on a petition the signatures of 5% of the qualified voters of the county. That could, with commission approval, have the matter brought to the voters during a special election. He said that if the voters elect to do away with this dry county status, it would allow any business who obtains the proper state alcohol license to sell any alcohol beverage stronger than beer, including not only wine, but other liquors, in takeout packages anywhere in the county. Walters and Mascari indicated that they will attempt to obtain the required number of petition signatures to bring this to a vote because it is good for the local economy and for tourism. Bob Martin asked the commissioners to approve a settlement with William P. Stump and his Mountain State Realty Company on over $70,000 in delinquent hotel occupancy tax money he owes. Martin said Stump will convey the deed to his own unit at Snowshoe to the county as settlement for these back taxes. The commissioners voted to accept this. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.